Kim.com. He's been called the Titan of terabytes, the El Chapo of file sharing, and the king of copyright infringement. If you don't know him, he's a mega hacker and mega businessman who ran a digital empire called Mega in the early 2000s. Its cash cow Mega Upload had millions of daily active users and brought in over $175 million in revenue. The website was brilliant, both for its user-friendly front-end UI and distributed back-end that allowed people to share massive files around the world, which was almost unheard of at the time. There was just one problem. The website made its money by selling ads, and those ads were served primarily on pirated material, like movies, music, and software. In 2012, the FBI shut down Mega Upload and raided Kim's mansion in New Zealand. But for the last decade, he's managed to avoid extradition to the United States and has remained a high-profile rich dude. That is until yesterday, when a New Zealand judge ruled that he could be handed over to the United States to be tried as a pirate. In today's video, we'll look at the mega crazy story of Kim.com and the technical features behind Mega Upload. It is August 15th, 2024, and you're watching The Code Report. Kim Schmitz is a German hacker who got famous as a teenager when he hacked into NASA and the Pentagon. That's pretty based, but in 1994, he was arrested for selling hacked phone numbers, then convicted of more hacking charges in 98, but never did any significant jail time because the judge chalked it up to youthful foolishness. He then pushed his luck further in 2001 when he bought a bankrupt website called letsbuyit.com during the dot-com crash. He told everyone he was going to pump a bunch of money into it, and after the stock went up, he dumped it for a quick profit. He was doing pump and dump rug pulls before they were cool. He tried to move to Thailand and fake his own death, but once again was arrested, and once again received a suspended sentence. And despite his convictions, he eventually immigrated to New Zealand on an investor visa, and that brings us to 2005 and the rise of Kim's mega empire. It was a collection of websites that did everything from payment processing to philanthropy, but its core service was file uploads, like a precursor to Dropbox or Google Drive. Its HTML-based UI was faster and easier than iTunes, but most importantly, it allowed anyone to upload extremely large files. These uploads could be paused and resumed, and each download would generate a unique link that could be shared with your friends. And they were able to scale to a massive level with techniques like file deduplication, where a hash is generated for a file, so if you try to upload the same pirated Seinfeld episode twice, it only actually takes up the space of one file. Mega also had a certain level of security and encryption to protect user data, but it wasn't totally anonymous, and after the seizure, none of the users got their data back. Although Mega Upload continues to live on as Mega. Nowadays, Mega uses zero-knowledge encryption, where data is encrypted on both the client and the server, so no third party, including Mega, can know what you uploaded. What was absolutely genius, though, is that Mega Upload had an affiliate program that rewarded users for generating downloads, which eventually snowballed into Mega accounting for 4% of global internet traffic and wheelbarrows filled with money for Kim. Unfortunately, the party came to an end in 2012 when the website was shut down, the servers were seized, and Kim's New Zealand mansion was raided. They took everything, including his Toyota Velfire. Now, Uncle Sam has been trying to get his hands on him ever since, but New Zealand screwed up the search warrant and spied on him illegally, and his extradition has been delayed multiple times. But now it looks like the walls are closing in, and the United States has the green light to take him. In addition, last year, two former Mega Upload executives were sentenced to prison, but the real guy they want to make an example of is Kim.com. They say he cost the entertainment industry $500 million, but there's multiple philosophical debates to be had here. Like, is piracy actually theft? Is privacy a fundamental right for people on the internet? And should cloud providers retain data and give access to the government for criminal investigations? Some things are always morally correct, like pirating Adobe products, but for many of these issues, there's no clear answer. Kim.com has been a huge advocate for privacy on the internet, and he's denied that Mega Upload was designed to encourage copyright infringement. Instead, it's just a content-neutral platform and shouldn't be liable, like in the same way that an internet service provider shouldn't be liable for illegal activity. That argument's probably not going to work in federal court, but don't worry, Kim has a plan. Some people think he might slip away into Russia to go live with Tupac and Michael Jackson in Siberia. The only problem with that plan is that Russia's not very privacy-focused and just recently banned the encrypted messaging app Signal. One thing's for sure, though, Kim.com won't go to jail without a mega fight. This has been The Code Report. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next one.